Moravian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
Here with girls varsity head basketball coach Chad Cook for this week's Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. But coach, last week, another successful week where your team went 2-0. So what did your team take away from last week?
Well, we were really excited about, coming out of, a week of winning the conference. And, we got, a few of our players that maybe weren't feeling so good. And we spent an hour and a half in the gym. And then we spent some time kind of getting ready for, where we're heading here as we wind down the season. So spent some time in the classroom. But I think that really paved the way for some good basketball. I mean, we had two really solid quarters against LaPel there in that rematch of the county. And then, probably more three and a half solid quarters against Connersville, where I saw lights and sparks of us from our best basketball that we played this year. So to be able to do that, in the week, I think it's where we want to be right now. And I think that, how we played in those games really gets us propelled into, where we're heading down the stretch here and into the postseason. So I was really, happy with, how we responded to, that time we spent together in the classroom. And, I think it really, it's got us going the right direction right now. So, played really, really tough. I mean, that Connersville game, where you start the first quarter in a shutout, that doesn't happen very much, not to a solid team. Unless you're only getting 6 or 8 points yourself. That was one where we just seemed totally locked in. It reminded me of what we were like before we lost all of our players due to quarantining and injuries, and just everybody for each other, and all in one unit as a Lady Arabian. I thought that we jumped off to a really, really good focused start there, and to lead that quarter 30-0, It really says something, because I think a couple nights later, Connersville had to play Rushville, and the final score was 31-30. Rushville beat Connersville by 1 point. Keep in mind, we had just lost to Rushville, on the Saturday before, and we start off 30-0 against Connersville. So, you look at us versus Rushville and then Rushville versus Connersville, and you go, what happened? Their coach actually had emailed me, going into their game, Rushville's coach, going into the game with Connersville, and was like, what defense did you play and who did they start? And I was just proud to say we were just kind of more of ourselves in this game. We played man-to-man in the half court, and we were just more of who we wanted to be. Granted, we had Abby Rosencrantz back, so we were a little different in actual personnel, but I was proud to say it's just more of who we are, just normal us. We bounced back well from that loss at Rushville there after winning the conference. With that quick turnaround, I thought mentally we were really solid, that Tuesday and Thursday, and hopefully we'll keep building that going into this week here.
But as you mentioned, that big win against Connersville on Thursday was also your guys' senior night, celebrating the four seniors here playing on your squad. But what have you seen out of that senior class throughout their 4 years through the program?
I tell you, they're a class act. They've done so many things great for the program. Having the leaders that we have, the captains, and Abby Rosencrantz and Haley Brunemer, they've just been outstanding for us, not only leading us on the court, but trying to do it off the court as well. So to have them and what they've done through the 4 years here is just huge. I mean, you look at Haley Brunemer's height when she was just a freshman. Morgan Martin was a little bit taller than her. And now, Haley stands 6 foot tall and has came a long ways and been through so much. And, speaking of Morgan Martin, what she's done and the leadership she's had for our team, running the point and doing a good job of bringing us together and trying to get us all – on the same page. She's just done an outstanding job, and to see her progression, not only as a player, which she's got much better as a player, but to see her progression, you know, in her personality and her character has been really an absolute joy to watch. And Kylie Lloyd, you know, from where she was her freshman year to where she is now, I mean, she almost made it through that Connersville game without a foul. It was late in that fourth quarter when she picked up her first foul. If we would have said that to Kylie Davis or, you know, Aubrey Dwiggins from a couple years ago, that Kylie was going to make it through a game like that, they would have probably fell out of their chair. But I think that, you know, Kylie's came a long ways, you know, as a player, and just kind of her own mindset, kind of owning, you know, her own stuff. You know, I think she's just been a great asset to our team, but I think she's also came a long ways, you know, as being a grown, you know, lady. So really proud of all four of them, and, you know, I can't say enough about them.
But then for Abby Rosencrans, not only her senior night, she announced her commitment to continue her basketball career in college at Manchester. But coming back for limited minutes, what did you see from her performance Thursday?
Oh, it was so good to have Abby back on the floor. You know, she's got our best plus minus on the team. When she's in the game, we're just better. And to have her back out there, not only mentally does it help us, it actually helps us on the floor and helps us on the defensive end and on the offensive end. So getting her back just a little bit of time there, definitely it was excited to have her back on the floor. We need her. And we need her leadership. You know, she's been an outstanding one. So, you know, her getting to go on to Manchester to play, they're gonna be getting a real nice, you know, add to their team there. They might not even, you know, the depth of it, but they're gonna find out. And she's gonna be competing against, you know, at Anderson University, and have a nice, you know, chance to play at that level. So I really, I'm proud of her, and, you know, I'm happy she's getting on, you know, going on to play, because she deserves everything she gets.
What are some of the biggest things you want to be able to build off of last week and push into this week?
Like that I mentioned there earlier, that mentality of being focused. We really want to build to carry that mentality through four quarters of basketball, but keeping that same mentality here. I mean, we had our sectional draw last night, so building off that mentality to carry us into this last week. It's really easy here the last week to try to prepare just for that sectional, being that we don't have any conference games left and we don't have, you know, any sectional opponents left. You know, we're here on the road, you know, on Monday night at Eastern Hancock, and then Noblesville and Pike. It's easy to kind of look past these guys and start focusing on the postseason. But for us, you know, we want to keep building, you know, what we've built. And we're going to have a nice 14-5 Eastern Hancock team on Monday, and then which today, and then a big game against a solid top 10 Noblesville team on Wednesday. And then it'll be another solid game for our last home game of the season against Pike on Thursday.
Well, that's going to be the end of our first segment here with Coach Cook. But after the break, we'll come back with a live preview of what to expect here for Arabian basketball here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
If you're a nonprofit and need to get information out to the public, please fill out the WEEM PSA form at 917WEEM.org. Again, to provide WEEM with PSA information, fill out the PSA form at 917WEEM.org. The Arabian Stable is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find WEEM gear there. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Stable. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. And get your WEEM gear at 917WEEM.org.
Back to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 917 WEEM.
Well, Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here for segment number two with Coach Chad Cook. This time we're going to be breaking down the preview and what lies ahead this week here in Arabian Girls Basketball. So, Coach, this week you're closing out the end of your regular season with three games. So what is your focus here tonight?
Well, you know, getting started the right direction after a weekend here. We got our sectional draw last night to get us, you know, back on the track of playing and picking up where we left off last week. It's going to be real critical here for, you know, a road matchup with a nice, you know, Eastern Hancock team with Coach Dowd, who has done a good job coaching them over there and used to be the coach here. So, you know, they're raring to go, ready to play a good team. And, you know, one thing for us, we've had to face a lot of teams this year that have been, you know, headhunting for us, you know. New pal, knowing that, you know, we're 7-0, got a chance to be 7-0 in the conference, and they just come out and play the very best basketball against us. You think of the county tournament and how the teams have played so good against us, and I think that's going to help us down the stretch. But I expect Eastern Hancock to do something similar today, to where they're going to play, you know, as good as they can play to try to beat a really good team on their home court. You know, that'll lead us into, you know, having a nice chance to maybe get back to full strength here against Noblesville on Wednesday night. We will have youth night, and we'll be inviting all our 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade, 7th, and 8th grade girls to watch the Lady Arabians against the number 7 Noblesville Millers. You know, and they have their UConn commit in Ashlyn Shade, which will be a tough task to try to stop her. But, you know, a good chance for us to play a top-ranked opponent to get us ready for the sectional. And Pike's going to be no slouch either on Thursday, you know, the night after playing Noblesville, having to turn that around and get ready to play Pike. This week really resembles that sectional week where you got three games in a week and you go back-to-back Friday, Saturday on, you know, in the sectional finals or semifinals and finals. You know, this is kind of preparation for that. We got Monday and then Wednesday, Thursday, back-to-back, three games in a week to, you know, you got to beat a solid Noblesville team in the semifinals and then try to play a Pike, you know, for the championship, kind of that kind of mindset here to get us ready for that postseason run that we're starting, you know, next week. But we've kind of built our season around this 3 or 4 game tournament setting where we want to, you know, try to win the first round and then get to the semifinals and win the finals. And we kind of broke our season down into this format. So here we are in this last week to get us one more chance to get ready for that real tournament that we're going to be playing in the first week of February at Mount Vernon in the sectional.
But as you're talking there on that sectional next week at Mount Vernon, your team was able to get together last night for the sectional pairing show. You guys drew Richmond, the Red Devils there in that very first round. So what are you feeling about that matchup?
Well, I know Richmond will be raring to go. I've seen them on film a few times already, but we'll look at them a little bit more. And I know they'll be playing, you know, with a clean slate. You know, you have a season, however you have it. You know, we're sitting at 15-4, and they're 8-12. Well, come next Wednesday night, we're both 0-0 trying to play for the winner to advance. So Richmond's going to be ready to go, and they're going to be athletic, and they're going to be playing with house money as they, you know, try to knock us off there in the first round. You know, I think back to 2 years ago, Mount Vernon being top ranked. I think they were in the top 10 at that moment. They lost the first game of the year 2 years ago to Warren Central. Then they won 22 straight. And they played so good through the season, and then they got in the first round of the sectional and lost to New Pal. And, you know, you got to be ready to go because you don't know, you know, just because we're supposed to beat a Richmond doesn't guarantee you anything. And I think that we've kind of had some games to prepare us like that, so I think we'll be ready to go, and we'll be excited to try to get to that semifinal game where we'll meet the winner of Greenfield and New Pal.
So as you're mentioning, that Wednesday matchup against Noblesville, a top team in the state, very nice caliber squad. So how does playing them affect you late in the season as you're approaching the sectional and a team that you could potentially see later down the road in the state tournament?
Well, you know, it's a really nice game to see kind of where we are and what we need to fine tune, you know, as we get into the sectional and into, you know, beyond. So they got one of the best players in the state, National Shade, and they're just good all the way around. They got some size. They play good defense. We've had a couple bad games against them, but hopefully we're going to be back to full strength. We're waiting on one that – Whitney Warfel, she might be back for that one. We're kind of keying on being ready for next Wednesday against Richmond. But hopefully, you know, we want to get us back to full strength here and playing together and get on the same page and be able to compete in a game like that and knock them off. You know, that'd do a great job of getting us to where we want to be. But even if we can't, you know, get the win, you know, competing against a team like this is only going to prepare us for that sectional run and beyond. So I expect us to do well there Wednesday night against them and then have to turn around and play Pike the next night.
But as you're saying there, trying to get your team back to full strength, you have not been full strength since before Thanksgiving break right there. So what do you want to see your team take away from this week?
Well, to get back healthy is critical, but just keeping that mindset we had last week and building and staying focused for four quarters as we go into the last week here. It's easy to look past this week to try to, you know, just think about, you know, Richmond on Wednesday, but we got a good solid Eastern Hancock team here tonight and, you know, two really tough teams in Noblesville and Pike who will be ready to go on Thursday. So we keep building, you know, what we started. We're coming down the stretch here, 19 games in with three to go and get us into that postseason where we clean the slate and try to compete and win in advance.
So, Coach, you're closing out on your 100th career win here at Pendleton Heights. So how does that feel knowing that this week could potentially pick up those final two wins to get you up to that 100 career mark?
That'd be, you know, really cool. You know, I don't think about that kind of stuff too much. You just try to take the one-at-a-time approach. But when you look back and you think, man, we put together 100 wins here at the same place. It's quite an honor and, you know, quite an achievement to be able to be here, you know, and to be able to string that together. But it shows a lot of signs of having some good players. And if we can get a couple more this week, I think it's a good testament to, you know, what we're trying to do. And, you know, getting 100 wins is just really, you know, there's two kinds of coaches who coach good players and ex-coaches. So I've been fortunate enough to coach some good players through the years here.
So what's it like being able to close out the season in front of your home crowd as these final two games of your regular season at home?
I mean, it's really important. And, you know, you're going to be on the road the rest of the year. So getting a good home stand here, 4 out of 5 at home, the last two at home, it would have been 5 in a row. We were actually supposed to play Eastern Hancock at home too, but we kind of switched up the schedule so we'd break this up a little bit. But getting a chance to play at home, having youth night on, you know, that Wednesday night, hopefully have a good crowd here, and then having a chance there at home on Thursday against a solid Pike team gets us going the right direction in our friendly confines and gets a crowd behind us. And hopefully we carry him on with us a few miles down the road, down into Fortville to the Mount Vernon sectional next week.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining me on this week's Coach's Show and good luck in the rest of your season.
All right. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for covering us.
After the break, we will send you up for our next segment here of the Arabian Sports Network Coach's Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Hey, Carrie, you know how we like to say that high school sports are the purest form of amateur sports?
Pure spirit, pure sport. That's Indiana High School Athletics.
Well, I learned something the other day that further proves that.
I'm interested. Tell me more, Chris.
Well, we all know what amateur means, but do you know the root of its meaning? It means for the love of.
Wow, you're right. That really does reinforce the idea that high school sports are the purest form of sport.
Fans, I'm IHSA Assistant Commissioner Chris Kaufman.
And I'm Assistant Commissioner Carrie Rosati.
If you want to watch sports in their purest form, get a ticket and go support your high school sports teams.
Everyone there, from the players and coaches to the fans and officials, they're there simply for the love of the game.
Pure spirit.
Pure sport.
This is pure spirit. This is pure sport. This is your IHSAA.
to Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network 91.7 WEEM.
So we welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEM. Now, Coach Ballard joins me here in the studio for the next couple of segments. Coach, thank you for joining me.
Hey, I appreciate you having me, Jacob.
So the Arabians played one game last week on Friday night against fellow conference rivals Delta for conference game number 3 out of 4 in the month of January. Now, the Arabians fell to the Eagles 48-39. Another tough game against another tough team. Now, the Eagles' defense was a huge standpoint in this game, giving trouble to the Arabians all game long. What did you see out of Delta's defense in that game?
Well, they did a great job of really extending their 2-3 zone, and we did not do a good enough job of attacking it. We kind of allowed them to bring the action to us, and they're a good team, very well coached. They do what they do very well, and we've got to learn how to attack things all the time.
So Pendleton Heights and Delta went back and forth a little bit in that first quarter, trying to open up the game on a strong and competitive note. Luke Candiano hit a shot from behind the arc, and the Ravens were able to draw a couple of fouls on Delta. But what did you see out of your squad to open up that game?
Well, I thought Luke had a really nice game, but I thought we kind of lacked the urgency that we needed to have against a team like that. I thought we came out a little too flat. I'm not sure that mentally we were fully prepared for the energy of that night with all the goings on before the game, and we had all of our youth program players here. I think the moment was a little big, and we got to do a better job of focusing through those things and controlling what we can control and making sure that we're focused on the task at hand.
So now in that second quarter, both defenses were stepping up as Delta was just able to score 9 points, but also only held Pendleton Heights to 6. But this Arabians team was trying to put the hammer on the Eagles. What did you see out of your team's competitiveness in that first half?
I thought we had some good moments. I thought we had some big lapses, particularly at the end of the second quarter, to allow a kid to just kind of shoot a horse shot from 3 and not having the presence of mind to get out and contest. To be honest, I was a little disappointed. I thought we were better prepared. I thought we had had a great week. And I thought our freshmen and our JV did set the tone to start the night. And I just did not feel like as a varsity basketball team, we held up our end.
But Luke Candiano went on to be the Ravens' leading scorer with 13 points. Now, Luke has scored double digits in points in 3 of his last 4 games while shooting 50% in that stretch. Luke continues to dominate in the mid-range and also knocked down a couple 3-pointers like he did against Frankton and also he did on Friday night. How big of a role has Luke played on offense over these past few games?
Well, it's great to see him finally getting the ball in the basket. He's had great looks all year that just haven't fallen, and he's continued to plug away. He's continued to work. He's continued to focus on, the journey and getting a little bit better every day and making the next play. And it's starting to pay off for him. When Luke makes shots, it takes some pressure off of Jameson a little bit and definitely makes us a better team.
So now these sophomores, Josiah Gustin and Brayden Knitz, each tagged on 8 points in Friday's game. Both of these guys have been playing phenomenal as of late. Josiah just had a 3-game stretch, scoring 10-plus points, also being a great player in the paint. Also adding on a couple of dunks to his highlight reel. Josiah has also continued to be great on defense and being a shot stuffer as he had 4 blocks against Delta. Brayden has also been a huge involvement on the offense. How important have these guys been for this Arabians team the past week?
Well, Brayden has gotten so much better, and he's doing so many things to help us. And he's starting to really experience some success. He's a tough kid. He's very coachable, and he's still growing every day. And Brayden's going to continue to get better and better. And Joe's really close. We need him to be more assertive, more aggressive. Joe's biggest fault is he is a naturally passive kid, and trying to get him to understand that he's got to get out of his comfort zone. We've won 3 games this year, and it's not a coincidence that those are his 3 highest scoring games of the year. And so we just need him. We need him to be willing to do more, willing to attack more, willing to take more chances, get to the basket. I thought there were several times Friday night that he had opportunities to score that he looked to pass instead of finish. I felt like we needed him to do a better job of really demanding the ball inside. But the other side of that is we got to do a better job of getting it to him. You know, we had two or three times that we just had really bad turnovers on post-entry passes. And so it's both sides of the coin. We need Joe to be more assertive, but we also need to make sure we're getting him the ball when he's ready for it.
So now leading into Friday's game, how do you feel the practices were leading into that game against Delta on Friday?
You know, I thought we had three really good practices in a row going into that game. We just have to keep going. We have to keep working. We're a lot better than probably what our record says we are. We've got to figure out how to make winning plays all the time. We got to figure out how to have that consistent winning effort all the time. We've got to handle adversity and handle, you know, failures and success with the same mindset of make the next play and control what we can control. And you can't get too high or too low at any one time. And so, you know, this thing really is a journey. It really is a process. And we've just got to continue to try to make progress on that process and on that journey.
So now your team, once again, does not have a game until Friday as they'll play their final conference game of the month against the Greenfield Central Cougars here at home, and then we'll travel over to Hamilton Southeastern, take on the Royals on Saturday night. Now, what will the main focus and preparation be for this weekend's games?
Well, you know, we got to handle Greenfield zone better than what we did against Delta. You know, that's something we worked on all week last week. I thought that we had done a really good job, and then when we got in the game, we kind of had some really frozen periods. And Greenfield's going to play not the same zone, but, you know, similar concepts. And so we're going to have to really work to get it inside. We're going to have to work to be assertive and attack the basket rather than letting the zone push us out toward half court.
So that will do it for round one with Coach Ballard. When we come back, Coach Ballard will stay with us to talk and go more in depth about this weekend's games against the Cougars and the Royals. Listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEM.
Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917WEEM.org and click on the WEEM community calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the WEEM community calendar. Details online at 917WEEM.org.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back to the ASA Coaches Show on 917 WEM.
We welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEM. Now, before we went to break, we mentioned the Ravens having a couple of crucial games this weekend. Now, Greenfield Central will come into this game after defeating the Shelbyville Golden Bears on Saturday night, 62-44. And they also won their previous game before that over the Richmond Red Devils last Thursday, 71-55. Now, before all this, they lost four straight, including an overtime loss to Mount Vernon. And that following week, they had their game against Newcastle canceled. Now here they are winning back-to-back, looking to keep that train rolling. But what will the goal be in putting a shutout on the Cougars to keep them from winning three straight and taking off in the conference standings?
Well, it starts defensively. We've got to really do a great job on Moles and on Mullins and make sure we contain those guys. We got to make sure that we, you know, this will be one of the few games that we have a size advantage. We've really got to take advantage of that. But offensively, we've got to get out in transition and get some easy baskets. I thought that was something that we did not Friday, really look to attack and transition the way you need to. Against a team that plays a zone, you've really got to try and take advantage of opportunities when you get, you know, 4-on-3s, 2-on-1s, those kinds of things, and get down there before the defense is set. And so that's one. And then in the half court, you know, we've got to do a great job moving the ball. We got to get it inside. We got to get it back outside and get great shots and have, you know, have five guys on the floor that are willing to make plays. We can't have just one or two guys that are willing to do things offensively.
So as you just mentioned, one of the leaders in the pack for the Cougars is Dylan Moles. Moles is Greenville Central's leading scorer with 19 points per game on 55% from the field and 45% from behind the arc. Now, one of the Cougars' last games against Richmond, he trained 4 from downtown. Moles is absolutely electric from long range and has lots of confidence and opportunities when shooting from behind the arc. So how crucial will it be to reduce the amount of looks Dylan Moles has from that three-point line?
Well, it all starts with him. You know, we got to do a great job on him, limit his touches, limit his, limit his buckets and his opportunities. And, you know, whoever we decide to throw at him, which it's going to be multiple guys throughout the night, has got to be on their game. You know, you can't have any my bads. You can't have any, oh, I forgots. You got to be totally focused, totally engaged every second you're on the floor to stop him. He's a very good player.
But a couple of other names to point out for the Cougars are Joey Rowland and Braylon Mullins, as you mentioned in that first question. Now, Rowland has been a solid all-around guy in the paint for Greenfield Central, and Mullins has had a great freshman season with the Cougars, being another go-to scorer and somebody that shares the rock. But besides that, how do you feel your team will do for this Friday's game with another full week of practice and also hitting the film room?
Well, I mean, I hope we get better. I hope we come out ready to go. Hope we have a great week of practice. And, you know, I love the kids on our team. We've got great kids. They're coachable young men. We just have to continue to get better as basketball players. And we're getting better every week. Our team continues to improve. But we've got to learn how to win. And, you know, we got to learn how to fight for that win for 32 minutes. And as we get closer and closer to that point, you know, I think we're going to continue to see guys get a little bit more confident, get a little bit more comfortable. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're asking a lot of 15 and 16-year-old kids to play at a very, very high level. And there's going to be ups and downs when you have that.
Now, if you take a look at last season's matchup between these two teams, it was quite the thriller. Now, the Cougars were able to edge out the Ravens in a close and highly played offensive game, mainly in that second half, 66-63. But what would it mean for you and this team to get a huge win over Greenfield Central, especially after that battle last season?
Oh, it'd be the most important one of the season. You know, they're a good team. They've got a good coach. They've got good kids and good players. And, you know, they're probably as similar to us in terms of their school as any team in our conference. And so it's a game that we really want to go get, and it would be a good accomplishment for our guys.
So now taking a glimpse with Hamilton Southeastern, they are standing at 5-9 in their first season with former Decatur Central head coach John Ashworth. Now the Royals have lost 3 straight and are scheduled to take on Noblesville, a team that will also give them a fight on Friday night following the Arabians on Saturday night. Now HSC is getting ready to play back-to-back games as well as Pendleton Heights. But what would you say are a few positives about playing opponents that are on back-to-backs?
You know, I mean, I guess, especially in this case, you know, but it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. They got a conference game on Friday, so they're not going to have a whole lot of time to think about us and what we do. They probably won't spend any time on us at all this week. So, you know, you have a little bit of that, kind of element of surprise going into a game, against an opponent that you don't see very often. And, but you know, record and things like that, You can't really look at that when it comes to a team that plays the schedule that HSE plays. They're a very good group, and they've got some good kids. And, you know, Coach Ashworth is doing a really good job over there.
So now these two teams did not meet last season. The last time the Arabians and the Royals played each other was back on December 30th of 2019. So this game will once again, I guess, kind of be a learning experience for these younger guys and even for the senior class as well. But what do you love the most about matchups like this?
Well, I think it gives you an opportunity to, you know, kind of just go play. You know, obviously you want to win every game that you play, but it's not a conference opponent. It's not a sectional opponent. It's not a county opponent. And so there's not those added pressures of success. And so it's an opportunity to go play against a really good team, a really good program for a long time now, and just kind of see where we're at.
So Sam Jacobs is a top player for the Royals with his 20 points per game. Frame Stevenson is another great player. Also, they also have Tyler Lacy and Caleb Smock. But what are some keys to point out about a team like the Hamilton Southeastern Royals?
Well, they're always very athletic. They're very fast. They play with great intensity and great effort. And so just you have to match that, or they definitely have the ability on any given night to run a team out of the gym.
So that will do it for Coach Ballard. When we come back, sit down with the girls' varsity golf coach, Hillary Slick, to discuss and recap their past season to close out the show. Listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEM.
It's hard to believe that in 1972, fewer than 300,000 girls played high school sports in the U.S.
It's true. Today, more than 3 million girls play high school sports, and it's all thanks to Title IX.
When Title IX passed 50 years ago, it created a level playing field for women and girls in high school athletic programs. I'm Sandra Walter, a proud Brookville Greyhound.
And I'm Carrie Rosati, a proud Roncalli Royal. We're both assistant commissioners of the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
We're also former athletic directors, so we understand the impact that high school sports have on the lives of teenage girls.
And how Title IX has paved the way for generations of female student athletes across the country, including right here in Indiana.
Playing high school sports opens doors for girls on the playing field and beyond.
We're both living proof that when girls are given the chance to play, they're given the chance to thrive.
This is empowerment. This is opportunity. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEM. Girls golf coach Hillary Slick joins us for our final segment to wrap up today's show. Hey, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, what are you most looking forward to into the next golf season?
Well, hopefully all the girls that were on the team this year return again next year, excluding my three seniors, Grace Wiggins, Kaylee McKinney, and Caitlin Chamblin. I would like to see the girls get out there over the summer and play a lot more. That way they have all that time over the summer to get ready for the season that starts in August before even school starts.
So one thing I should ask you, what got you into the sport of golf?
Actually, I was a former softball player. I got married very young. I was 19. My husband golfed, and I wanted to be able to do something with him, so I started golfing.
How much have you enjoyed the sport of golf?
I actually used to think that softball was my favorite sport. I lived and breathed softball. And now softball took a back seat. I love to watch softball, but golf is the most rewarding sport I've ever played because it's so hard.
So how long have you been the golf coach here for these girls here at Pendleton Heights?
I became the golf coach in 2016 after I was convinced to take the position by a good friend, Jimmy Phillips, who was the boys' golf coach.
Have you enjoyed your time coaching these girls here at Pendleton Heights?
These girls are the best, the sweetest girls. There is absolutely no drama on the golf team. Everybody gets along. Everybody roots for each other. They help each other. They encourage each other. And to have 12 girls and have no drama is amazing.
So as you mentioned, you had your seniors, Grace McKinney and Kaylin McKinney. They finished in the all-conference team. How does it feel to coach two girls that both made that team?
I love the fact that they made the all-conference team, and it's all on them. The only way to make the all-conference team is to have one of the lowest scores. You got to be in the top eight, I think, for scores to make the all-conference team.
What else should I ask? So on August, going back a little bit, August 21st was your guys' Madison County tournament. Lady Ravens were the hosts, and you had LaPel, Alexandria, Frankton Elwood, Madison Grant, some of the guests. That was a record-breaking day for Grace Wiggins as she had her career-low score on an 18-hole match with a score of 77. Chamblin also had a great day with a score of 90. And then junior Ashley McKinney wrapped up the top three with a 99 score. Now, the success of this Lady Raven squad gifted them a second-place finish under that hot zone with a score of 371, as LaPel earned that first-place trophy with a score of 341. What did you see out of these girls in that tournament?
Well, we didn't have everybody for that tournament either because of COVID. So we had a couple out. But Grace's score was definitely the best she's ever had. She loves playing with Macy Beeson. That's her
name. There you go.
Macy Beeson. Grace loves playing with Macy Beeson. With golf, when you play with a better player, you normally play better. And you just focus on hitting the ball and staying with that person. You don't necessarily try to outdrive them or anything like that. You just feed off of their energy of the way that they play.
Mm-hmm. Now, fast forward to the Hoosier Heritage Conference meet on September the 12th. Now, two positives to come out of this meet. First, the Lady Ravens finished second once again with a score of 376. Now, the second positive, the seniors in Grace Wiggins and Kaylee McKinney once again. Of course, we just mentioned were named to that all-conference team. Now, what did you see out of the effort and hard work for both of those ladies that past season?
They both tried really hard. Playing conference, we played conference at Albany. Albany's a open course on the back nine, but a tight course on the front nine. And there's a lot of water everywhere. That place is a really good place for them to go and play. The girls are...
Sectionals took place at the Harbor Street Golf Course in Noblesville. Lady Ravens faced all sorts of tough and competitive teams, such as Hamilton Southeastern, Noblesville, and LaPel, a couple of Hamilton County teams. Now, those three teams round up the top three in results, and the Lady Ravens placed fifth with a score of 385 to play their last match as a team. But Lady Ravens had one golfer advance to regionals, that being Grace Wiggins, as she scored an 86. But as you mentioned, Kaylee McKinney fell short as she scored a 93. What would you say was your biggest takeaway from that sectional meet?
I would say my biggest takeaway is that Harbor Trees is a really tough golf course. We don't play that course enough. Typically, just like any other sport, home course advantage. The other teams get to play there more often. It is Hamilton Southeastern's home course. Yes, it's Noblesville's home course. So they play there every day. So typically they do better at that course. That's why our scores are usually better when we play at Fall Creek. So being able to play there more often would help us. I was very excited with our fifth place finish. We did know how much better the other teams were than we are, like Hamilton Southeastern and Noblesville and LaPel with Macy Beeson on their team. They typically score really well. The lower your score, the better you are, and they have many girls on their team. Like, of their top five, most of them will shoot under 80. So that makes it tough when you go play a course like Harbor Trees, which is a private course, well-maintained, and just, it's a tough course.
Yeah, I see. But that will do it for tonight's show. Hey, thank you, Coach Slick, once again for joining me.
Thank you for having me, and I hope you can get something out of this.
I got you. Stay tuned to 91.7 WEM as Coach Cook and the Lady Ravens travel over to Eastern Hancock to take on the Lady Royals tonight at 7:30 with the Arabian Sports Network pregame show starting off at 7:15. We appreciate all you that tuned in tonight's show, and we wish you all a good night. For Ian Stevens, I am Jacob Festmeyer. This was the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEM.